That's an understatement. Luck's definitely one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. He can do it with his arm. He can do it with his feet. You know, he's a smart guy. So he's definitely, again, one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. Yeah, I think they lead the league in explosive plays, and that's definitely has something to do with it. He's very accurate down the field, and he's got some great guys to throw the ball to, Dwayne Allen and T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne. I mean, the cast goes on, but I think it's more about, him getting outside the pocket and extending those plays and giving those guys a chance to go up and make big plays. It's almost the same, actually. Luck's a pretty smart guy. Not saying he's as smart as Peyton, but, I mean, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's definitely developing to be, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Just got to be aware, as far as where he's at, where we're at in the field. I mean, he'll run. He'll get 20, 30 yards on you quick. So, definitely want to be able to control him if they get down in the red area because he'll be quick to run down there. When you tell me, you look at the stats. they're great. Me and Dwayne are, close friends. I talk to him every now and then. And, I joked around with Flinner and Luck, in the draft or whatever. But, they're great guys, and they're really good tight ends. They do it all. They're not just receiving tight ends. They get in there and they block. They're not afraid to be the point of attack. So, they're definitely, two good young quarter tight ends. That's my dog. Yeah, I still talk to Trent and Big Chap. I'm looking forward to going against Trent. It's been a couple of years since we actually, got to go toe-to-toe. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you been able to watch his NFL career much, since Alabama?
I try to keep up with it, but I mean, I play on Sundays too, so, I'm not able to, watch every game. I definitely see Trent playing a lot better than he did in those first couple of years. Maybe it might be because he's got a better grasp on the playbook now. He got kind of thrown in the fire last year. But, him and Bradshaw, are two really good 1-2 punch as far as coming out of the backfield. Both of those guys make explosive plays. He was real close friends with the defensive line coach at Alabama. So, he came down a couple of times, and, we kind of stayed in touch after that. To be honest, they look a lot more explosive. They got the same guys, but this year, I don't know if it's the play calling or if Luck's taking a bigger grasp upon it, but there's a big play almost every other play. They got a lot of great skill guys. They use their tight ends, they use all their backs. You got Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, there's a lot of weapons that he has to use over there.
How much do you?
Yeah, he's dangerous. He's dangerous everywhere. Yeah. He's dangerous in the middle of the field, outside on the numbers, screens. He's a dangerous player.